It's cherry blossom time in Washington, D.C. Washington's love affair with the cherry tree started in the early 1900s. In 1912, the Japanese government sent more than 3,000 trees as a gift to the United States to be planted along the Potomac River. Andrea Zimmerman has written a book for young readers called Eliza's Cherry Trees. Eliza is Eliza Sidmore, the woman responsible for bringing those trees to line the Potomac. And Andrea, tell us more about her. She was born in Washington, D.C., I understand, in 1856 and became a travel writer. Where did her Japan connection come from?
She went to visit her brother, who was in the consular service stationed in Yokohama, Japan, fell in love with Japan and Japanese culture and the cherry trees. And she loved gardens and envision how they would be beautiful in Washington.
She lobbied hard to get those trees planted. Tell me about her campaign and why she was so devoted to it.
The area around the tidal basin, I guess, had been a area of construction, and she described it as a swampy mud heap. And she could see how the cherry trees would be beautiful reflected in the water, because that's how they were often planted in Japan.
She didn't really get any traction. She asked the Parks Department for more than 20 years to please plant the trees. It wasn't until newly elected President Howard Taft comes into office and she wrote a letter to the First Lady, Helen Taft. What did it say?
She very briefly described her vision of what the cherry trees could be in Washington. And Mrs. Taft wrote back immediately and said that she loved the idea, and they enlisted the help of a Japanese scientist, and he was the one who actually paid for it.
There's a large plaque that marks the Japanese gifts at 17th Street Southwest in Washington, but it doesn't say anything about Eliza Sidmore. Why?
She was kind of a behind-the-scenes person in the project and a hard worker. She just envisioned how beautiful it would be and wanted that for Washington.
Why did you title your book Eliza's Cherry Trees?
She was such a garden enthusiast. She never lived anywhere herself to have a garden, I don't think, because she traveled so much. But everywhere she visited, Java, China, India, she always was attracted to the gardens. And so I thought it was appropriate. And I also thought it was appropriate that it was a subtitled Japan's Gift to America, because she really saw it as a Japanese thing of beauty to bridge friendship between America and Japan, because that was so important to her.
Andrea Zimmerman is author of Eliza's Cherry Trees. Thank you so much.
Thank you.